Well, we're pushing them to get wide open and make sure they keep the people in the offices and they're out there meeting with producers. They need to do that right now. Now, we appreciate FSA and how hard they've worked. And Zach Ducheneau, the National FSA Administrator, is from South Dakota. We know him. We like him a lot. He's doing a darn good job. He's worked very closely with us. As a matter of fact, last week I had an interactive virtual session with him and our cattle producers from Western North Dakota, talking about how we need to get this assistance, the $750 million, out to our livestock producers ASAP, and that it's not just about getting the funding out there, it's about defining the game plan and communicating it along with a timeline so that those producers can go in and make year-end arrangements with their bankers to get through this year and make decisions about what they're going to do next year in terms of having access to feed and so forth so that they can make decisions about what they do with their herds. They're going to follow the livestock forage program with that emergency assistance. I think that's the right way to go. And certainly FSA Administrator Ducheneau understands that's a priority, and he's got to get moving on that. And then Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, who is chairman on AgApprops, she and I had a conversation with Secretary Vilsack this morning. It was a very good conversation. He was responsive. We appreciate that. He gets it. It's about getting the game plan out on WIP Plus and the livestock piece, both. Getting that game plan out as soon as possible and defining the timeline for the assistance, even though then he's going to have to go through some more steps to deliver it. But by doing what I just described, getting a game plan and a timeline out there, now both our farmers and our ranchers can plan with their banker and everybody else in terms of, okay, what do I need to do to finish up this year, and how do I set my operation up for next year?